Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophet Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Now, we'll join our Sunday service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy.
Welcome everyone to our April 30th Sunday service, Many Mansions. It's a pleasure to see all of you today, and we welcome newcomers to our virtual church family. We pray that you find comfort and joy in today's service. If you have any questions or prayer requests during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. Our team will be monitoring the chat and will do their best to address your needs. I thank all of you who support our church with your generous donations. We have expenses, as you know, and as we grow community internationally, we really appreciate and are thankful to all of you, dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we are blessed to have Reverend Douglas leading us in prayer, Deacon Dave sharing love virtues, and Reverend Michael offering a blessing to our planet. And I also will be singing the Lord's Prayer. Reverend Douglas, will you begin the service with an opening prayer, please?
In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, God Almighty, all the angels and avatars that watch over us, we are grateful for our lives. We join today in a celebration of our lives and in a time of gratitude. Please bless each and every one that is here today. May they feel the virtue go through them, surround them, and bless them. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. Now call upon Mark to recite our mission prayer.
Our mission is to speak of God Almighty enduringly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives by humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research. We may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions, our heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you very much, Mark. Now call upon Deacon Dave to read the love verses from Corinthians.
Yes. Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Amen.
Thank you very much, Deacon Dave. Now, as is the custom, I will sing the Lord's Prayer. Please join me in singing the Lord's Prayer as we honor and worship our Heavenly Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Now call upon Reverend Michael to read the prayer for the planet.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Michael. Now I call upon Reverend Douglas.
First of prayer.
Commence with the service and the sermon.
Thank you. made. I will set a feast for them. My hand is made.
Welcome everyone today. I'm pleased to see you all here today. It's kind of a cool and rainy day, and all of us may be a little caught off guard with this recent, where I am anyway, where we have this recent cold spell. It seems like the elevator is going up one week where it's really warm, down the next week, and that's just about where we are for our lives. And to understand more about what our service is all about, the talk today is about the embracing the power of spiritual healing. So my dear friends and members of our spiritual community, and those who are considering a shortened version of the application to apply for the community will be coming out in an email later this week. But as we gather here on this Sunday, April the 30th, 2023, I would like to share with you a message of hope, healing, and transformation. Today, we will explore the power of spiritual healing and the ways in which we can embrace this divine gift to create harmony within ourselves and our world. The journey of spiritual healing begins with a recognition that we are more than just physical beings. We are made up of divine energy, a spark of the Creator, with a purpose to grow, learn, and evolve. When we acknowledge our spiritual nature, we open ourselves to the endless possibilities of healing and personal growth. Spiritual healing is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process. It is the conscious decision to engage with our higher selves or souls to align our thoughts, emotions, and actions with divine wisdom, that wisdom that is within us. When we embrace spiritual healing, we invite the power of love, compassion, to flow through us, creating a harmonious environment for our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. To tap into the power of spiritual healing, we must first cultivate an attitude of gratitude. That's why we always say here, we are grateful for our lives. Gratitude is the key that unlocks the door to the divine. It's a key that unlocks the door to the divine. And it's a simple thing to do, to be grateful, even for the smallest things that come to you. Somebody opening a door, somebody bringing you a glass of water, for instance, or someone helping you in a major way in your life. It's all the same. To express the abundant blessings that flow from the Creator, we first focus on the many gifts in our lives. We open our hearts to the healing energy of love and appreciation. Next, we must learn to forgive ourselves and others. It's very important you learn to do this. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for spiritual healing. A powerful tool. Whoops. As it releases the negativity and resentment that you carry around with you all the time. By letting go of past hurts and forgiving those who have wronged you or us, we create a space within for new positive experiences and relationships to blossom. My mentor, Ross Peterson, told me, in order to put clean water into a bucket that has dirty water, you have to empty the bucket first and then put the new water in. You can't mix them because the clean water becomes dirty water by virtue of being adulterated. So let yourself contemplate that thought, that you're attempting to empty out your mind. You know, in addition to gratitude and forgiveness, we must practice mindfulness and self-reflection. By becoming aware of our thoughts and emotions, sort of listening to yourself, we can identify the patterns and beliefs that may be blocking our spiritual growth. And looking within through introspection and meditation, we can gain insights into the true nature, allowing us to make conscious choices that align with our spiritual path or intentions. Let us not forget the power of prayer and the importance of connecting with the divine. When we pray, we establish a direct link with the Creator. This is the way. Allowing divine wisdom from the heavens above and guidance from above to flow into our lives. In moments of doubt and despair, remember that the Creator is always within reach. It's like Wi-Fi. It's everywhere. Remember to provide comfort and strength and healing to yourself. Today, as we gather in this sacred place, let us embrace the power of spiritual healing. Let us open our hearts to the divine wisdom that resides within us and allow the transformative energy of love and compassion to flow through our lives. Together, let us create a world filled with harmony, peace, and spiritual growth. May the Creator's blessings be upon you now and forever. As we continue our exploration of spiritual healing, let us now turn to the wisdom and guidance found in the pages of the Holy Bible. The sacred scriptures offer us a wealth of knowledge and inspiration. The way we are proceeding to present these scriptures here at our Many Mansions spiritual community is different than most other places because we combine the metaphysical and the spiritual gifts and we intertwine them in our daily lives. One of the most well-known passages related to healing is found in the book of Isaiah. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed, referring to Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. This powerful verse reminds us of the ultimate sacrifice made by Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, on our behalf. Through his suffering and crucifixion, he provided us with the opportunity for spiritual healing, redemption, and eternal life. By accepting this gift and following in his footsteps, which we intend to do here in our community, we can find the strength and courage to overcome the challenges we face in our lives in every day and every way. Another essential passage comes from the book of Psalms. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. This comforting verse assures us that the Creator always is present in our lives, ready to offer healing and solace to those who are brokenhearted or suffering. When we turn to the divine in these moments of pain and despair, we can find the strength and peace we need to overcome our difficulties. The power of prayer is also emphasized in the scriptures in the book of James. We read, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much." James 5, verse 16. This passage encourages us to be honest with ourselves and others, and to seek the support and prayers of our spiritual community. Through collective prayer and a sincere heart, we can experience the healing power of the divine and see positive changes in our lives. As we continue our journey of spiritual healing, let us take these sacred words to heart, using them as a guide and a source of inspiration. By embracing the wisdom of the scriptures, sort of the plan, if you will, we can deepen our connection with the divine, which is something on our journey we're all seeking. Our nature is our spiritual growth, and we find solace in times of need. May the Creator's blessings be upon you now and forever. Dear friends and members of our spiritual community, I would like to delve a little deeper into the profound message of the book of James. It's something that we don't readily practice in our community all that often, but as we know about what is recorded in the Book of Life, in the Akashic, that we should confess our faults one to another. This is the first step of acknowledging to yourself that maybe you're not perfect. We do it from friend to friend when we're in trouble. Do we blame the circumstance or the other person, or do we look within ourselves for the courage to face up to the difficulty, or do we find some misnomer within ourselves? That's the question. This powerful verse teaches us valuable lessons about confession, prayer, and healing, highlighting the transformation power of vulnerability, intercession, and righteousness. First, the passage calls us to confess our faults one to another. In doing so, we open ourselves to the healing power of vulnerability and honesty. By acknowledging our shortcomings and mistakes, we can create an environment of trust and understanding, allowing for deeper connections with our fellow brothers and sisters in faith. Confession also fosters humility, a vital element in our spiritual growth and development. It allows you to examine the possible faults, big or small, so that you can contemplate something along the way of change and find a path that you can follow to embrace change and therefore perfect yourself a little bit more. Secondly, the verse encourages us to pray one for another that ye may be healed. Intercessory prayer, praying on behalf of others, which is what we do here and what we do in the chat and what we do in our spiritual healing group who takes incoming requests on an urgent basis, praying on behalf of others demonstrates our compassion, empathy, and draws us closer to the divine nature of love. We care. The compassion of the Christ is shown within us when we do this. When we pray for well-being and healing of others, we become a conduit of divine love energy and allow God's grace to flow through us and touch the lives of those in need. In turn, our hearts and souls are healed and uplifted. Lastly, the passage emphasized the potency of fervent and sincere prayer. Fervent and sincere prayer. When you pray, you are talking to the divine. Remember that always. You're not just saying by rote things that you've heard or you have repeated. You pray with sincerity. When we approach prayer with a genuine heart, filled with faith and conviction, our prayers are more powerful, and that moves to maintain and bring about the change we are seeking. Righteousness in this context refers to aligning our thoughts, our words, our actions with divine principles, the principles you have found to be truthful. Remember our motto, faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. When you pray sincerely and your prayers are answered, you shouldn't be surprised. You should be thankful and express gratitude, but you ought not to be surprised. For when you pray, you should have the expectation that your prayer will be answered. In conclusion, let us remember the profound wisdom found in James 5:16 by confessing our faults, praying for one another, and living righteously, we can tap into the healing power of the divine experience transformation that occurs in our lives and the lives of those around us. As a spiritual community, let us remember to support and uplift each other using the power of confession, the power to create a world filled with love, healing, and spiritual growth. May the Creator's blessings be upon you all now and forever in love and light. I'm Reverend Douglas James Cottrell. We'll move now to offering the virtual spiritual healing. And I will attempt to put some background music out there, and hopefully that will assist us. Okay, I'm going to turn off whoever has their microphone open or mute them. Everyone should mute. There we go. I don't see everyone on the page today. It says we have 36 souls on board today. And remember, we ask you to go to the reactions down in the bottom of the screen and hit that little button, as you can see on other people's videos. Just going to ask how that volume is. Doug, is the volume okay? Okay, for those who are just joining us, we welcome you. Reverend Michael will give us a short description of the virtue spiritual healing process. I'll unmute you. There you go, Reverend Michael.
Okay, thank you. Okay, to receive the virtue energy, hold your hands and palms upward. And as your body is probably shoulder length, shoulder height. And that way you'll receive this energy. So set your mind and heart, set your intentions, because energy follows your intentions. And to send this virtue, hold your hands and palms outwards, away from your body, again in front of your body, at approximately shoulder height. And in sending healing, breathe in through your nose, expand your abdomen, and breathe out slowly through your mouth while conducting your abdomen, forcing virtue energy healing out of your hands. Your torso may start to feel warm and tingling. And you may also feel warmth and tingling in your hands as you send the energy. Thank you. Enjoy.
Well done, Reverend Michael. As we understand that we are vessels and we are conduits for the healing energy, and from the sermon today, it helps if you don't have things in your mind, worries or problems, or you're angry with somebody. Try to come to a position of what I would call neutrality. That neutrality is such that you're open, you're like a pipe, the divine energy comes through above, we call that virtue, and you put your hands out to receive it as if it's rain falling in your palms. And if you're sending the energy out, as Reverend Michael said, you push it, and he has described from his personal experiences what he has felt. Now, I'm going to rely on everyone to let me know if that music gets a little loud or not. It's probably going to shift to other songs in the playlist, but we'll do the best we can. I'm taking a deep breath. I'm thinking of God above, of the Holy Family. I already see them in my mind. And I take a deep breath and I slowly exhale, as Michael has suggested. And I pray, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of the holy beings above, the angels and spiritually divine beings who watch over us, we ask that they join with us today during our virtual healing service, that we might impart to those who are on our community Zoom church meeting and to those who are listening in on the radio, for all those who are listening around the world, that virtue will go to them and will answer their prayers. For virtue has an intelligence all of its own. It knows what you need before you even ask the question. There is little that you have to do but open up. Nothing is impossible for the great Creator. Now, as I close my eyes, I communicate a little higher, and I attempt to join with the divine forces of virtue. And with that, I can feel my palms getting a little tingly and maybe a little warm. You might feel this as well. There are two aspects of prayer, the giving and the receiving, or the offering and the taking. When you feel that wonderful energy around you, take it and think of where you would need it in your body or in your life or any part of your life. I'm just adding to what Michael has said earlier. As we ask in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, to bless each and every one that is here today. And what I'm doing is I'm sending this energy through the air, through the computer, which seems to have some ability to communicate or direct the energy. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, I ask for a blessing to each and every one that is here today. Whatever their need, whatever their issue, whatever their challenge, we ask for virtue to come to them, to remove the problems, the blocks, the difficulties, to solve their challenges, and to send to those who are in need, people with opportunities, or people with substance, or people with assets that will assist them, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what their concern or issue is. As they think of God Almighty, the great Creator, the giver of all things, let them accept the divine virtue as it comes to them now. We ask in the name of the holy beings above, the holy family, the saints and avatars, and Yeshua and Jesus the Christ. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for the healing that is being received, and for that it will continue to be received in the coming time. We are grateful for the blessing to each and every one that is being received today. May they feel your love, your compassion, and may they understand that they are not alone. May they feel the love of community. May they come to understand that they are spiritual beings in a physical body, attempting to learn their lessons, to learn the way on the spiritual path, to find enlightenment, and to ascend to the higher and greater consciousness of love, compassion, and the spiritual way. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for that that is being offered and for that that will continue to be offered. Bless them, each and every one. Help them find their way on the path. Show them the light. Guide them. Assist them. Carry them. Let them be blessed. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we are grateful. We are grateful for having the opportunity to bless these people who are here today. As we look at each and every one that is here today, carry to the Zoom user, to Celeste, to Terry, to Joe, to Beverly and Carol, to John, to Sue, to John A., to David and Carla, to Reverend Bentley, to Mark, to Reverend Irvin, to Reverend Patty, Patty, to Sue, and to everyone else that is listening here today. I'm having a little trouble seeing everybody else. If there's another page, I'm having a little difficulty getting to that page. So if I didn't call your name out, I'm sorry to say. But I'll continue to send the energy to you through the gallery. Feel the love that God sends. Embrace the well-being of love. You deserve a blessing. In the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of Moses, Michael, Raphael, and all the saints who watch over us, we are grateful for the blessing that has been received today. We are grateful for the healing that will continue to be given to those who are here today. I think I just found page 2. To Gaetan, to Larry, to Mark, to Vivian, to GL, to Tim C., to John, to Carol. To Santiago, to Beverly, to Love, to Jean, to Reverend Rebecca, to Will Santos, to JP, to Jim and Sherry, to Kavita, to BK, to someone on the phone that is listening in. I'm not sure if that's Chance or Love, but to Marg, to Larry, to Beverly. I'll go back to page 1. To Vivian and to Marg, to all again who are here, to Paul, to PJ, to Mark, to Bethel, to Joe, to Jeff and Louise. To all the little puppies that are out there who are in need, to the kitty cats and to your pets in your house. Someone recently emailed and asked if we would bless their pet, and we will. All sentient beings, all beings that were born in a womb can be considered our brothers and sisters as well. We are getting together. We are a community together. We can feel the energy building as we concentrate on love, as we give thanks, as we express gratitude. We express gratitude for protection. We express the gratitude to save us from those who would cause us harm. We express gratitude from those that might bully us or intrude upon our welfare. May they be rebuked. May they be thrown into the darkness. Let light come forward. Let light be in front of us. Let the compassion of love and Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, surround us, fulfill us. We are not afraid. We are spiritual beings going through a world meeting challenges that we might advance our soul, so that when we return to the dimensions above, we will be fulfilled, and that this world and the challenges in the world and these times of extremes will not hold us back, but they will strengthen us. We will have greater faith because we can believe, because we have evidence of the divine. Each and every one here today is on the path. We're all on the path together, but separately. Each of us must take our steps. No one can do this for us. Our community can assist us, can work with each of us within the community to help show us the way. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. In the name of all that is holy, we seek a blessing. Using our free will and our free choice, we accept the light, the help, the direction from the divine. That part of us that is resistant, let it be smoothed. Let it accept. For accepting the divine is accepting that it is without and bringing it in, into your heart. And that something is love, unconditional love. Say now, God Almighty, please forgive me. God Almighty, I forgive myself. God Almighty, I am grateful that I have made mistakes, that I might find my inner way, and that the mistakes are but stepping stones to my success and to the truth. I forgive myself of errors and mistakes. I understand I am a human being, and although I may have made transgressions and mistakes and errors, I know better now, and I forgive myself, and try to do so in a genuine way. Understand to be human is to make mistakes, and understand that by realizing you've made a mistake, and now you are repenting that you will attempt to make a penance, and that will be to rectify any errors you've done and not to make the same mistake over again. For the wisest prophet, the most divine being, found their inner way by making all of the mistakes, but only once. Forgive yourself. Accept yourself for what you are. Accept yourself for what you will become, a vessel of light, an example of love, a human being in a world filled with darkness, that you are peering through to find the world filled with light. As you go through this dark storm of uncertainty, always, 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 as the sun is above the clouds, the light is always there, no matter what storm you might be going through. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for the blessing that has been given to each and every one here in the community, and for those that have come into the community even later in the service. May they receive a blessing. Patty, if you'd like to read out any special prayers for those that are in the chat, and any requests that have been sent in to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. Please send your absent healing requests in advance of the service to that address. And I believe someone will put it in the chat if it's not there already. Patty, would you guide us through to those who have made requests?
There are only three requests that came in through the preferred way, and there are several that are in the chat. Should I give them all?
Let's do the three who have followed our request priority.
I'll do those first. For Sam, relief from severe liver cancer and depression.
Dear God Almighty, for Sam, we ask the cleansing virtue energy to go through his body to remove any poisons and toxins from his liver, to overcome any cancerous substances or cells, to burn out any disease using the immune system, which is strengthened by the virtue, to quickly and easily remove any disease from Sam's body easily and comfortably. Let him be cleansed of this affliction. Let his body be blessed throughout. May his system be purged of any inflammation, any infection, easily and comfortably. And we ask in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, to comfort him, to encourage him, and to love him. Amen. Continue.
For Michael, relief from migraines, chest pains, and difficulty walking.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Michael the strength, the inner strength, to go through his body, to build up his muscles, to relax the tendons, to strengthen the bones, to bring vitality and life into every cell of his body easily and comfortably. We ask for the virtue to go through his body, removing any inflammation or disease easily and comfortably. We ask for his neck to be strengthened. We ask for the bones and his back to be more flexible. We ask for relief of any inflammation in the hips, through the knees, and to the feet. May his balance improve easily and comfortably as the virtue removes the poisons and toxins from his body. Amen. Continue.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and glaucoma.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of the Most Divine, We ask for virtue to go into this lady's mind, to remove the cobwebs, to increase the circulation, to let the vibration of nature, natural plants and herbs go into her brain, to repair any holes, abrasions, easily and comfortably, to allow the blood to quicken in her body, that she will feel flushed in the face, that the blood will go through the body, removing any poisons and toxins, that the liver will be amplified in removing poisons and toxins in association with the kidneys, that more oxygen will be absorbed into the lungs and into the bloodstream, and this will have benefit into her thinking, her memory, and then strengthening her mental capabilities. We ask for the removal of any disease easily and comfortably. Now. Amen, amen, and amen. Now continue for a little while with those who have made last minute requests, Patty.
Hey, these are from the chat. For Raj, relief from scoliosis and severe allergies.
We ask for a blessing to Raj to straighten the body and to remove the allergies, the conditions causing the allergies. Looks like the infections in his nervous system. We'll ask for a blessing. Continue.
For Sue, relief from hearing loss, thinning hair, varicose veins, and memory loss.
We ask for virtue to go through the circulating system to remove the poisons and toxins. Ask for the circulation to be enhanced throughout the body, easily and comfortably. Amen. Continue.
For Travis, relief from vocal cord malignancy.
We ask for the burning of the malignancy in the vocal cords. We ask for virtue to remove this poison, plucking it out of his neck and discarding it, like pulling out a beehive off the neck. We are grateful for the healing that will continue here, restoring the cords and the tissue in the neck. Amen. Continue.
For Frida, relief from Lyme's disease.
We ask for the virtue to go through the body, affecting the nervous system, removing inflammation, specifically to Lyme's disease, to purify the body with a virtue to be toxic to the Lyme disease bacteria, to remove any incapacitation, and to amplify the immune system. Amen. Continue.
For Stavros, relief from difficulties from an injured foot.
We ask for the virtue to go through the tissue, the bone, the ligaments, the sole of the foot, to remove any inflammation that is building up, and to enhance the circulation throughout the lower leg and foot easily and comfortably. Allow the virtue to remove any conditions of impairment easily now. Amen. Continue.
For Bill, relief from the effects of a stroke.
We ask for the virtue to go into the body, to go to where there have been restrictions, to remove any impediments, to allow blood flow to be increased, and we allow the blood to go into the brain and other places where it would repatriate the nervous system and allow normal function of the electrical stimulation or communication in the brain. easily and comfortably now, that any paralysis of the body will be lessened, that the body will gain balance and strength every day in every way. Amen. Next. Continue.
For Mary, who is unable to walk.
We ask for the virtue to go into the back, to go through the spine, to improve the communication through any worn out areas of the central nervous system, to allow the body to engage in mobility, to be able to stand and balance and move. May virtue continue to work upon the body easily and comfortably, to build strength and the ability to be ambulatory easily now. Amen. Continue. Patty.
For John, relief from leukemia and a problem with his immune system.
We ask for virtue to go into this body, knowing what to do, to purify the body, to strengthen the body, to allow the immune system to be fierce, strong, to remove any disease or difficulty in the body easily and comfortably, that the body is made whole, that the body is full of enthusiasm and willing to be more active, to keep the circulation moving. Little exercises every day in every way. Amen. Continue.
For Alan, relief from tremors in his hands.
We ask for the virtue energy to go through the body to quell the tremors, to in particularly go to the neck and upper back, to remove any impairments in the nervous system, to remove any infection, to wash the nervous system clean. May the virtue continue to build the body, to calm the body, that tremors do not continue to or persist. Even into the brain, through the neck and the brain stem, let this virtue bless and heal this body. Continue.
For Lisa, who has a broken arm.
We ask for Lisa, the bones to be accelerated and knitting together in a straight and strengthening way, that the bone mass will continue and any scar tissue or any scarring or fusing of the bone will be normal as possible. Ask for the blessing to speed up this healing process now. Amen. Continue.
For Judy, for continued healing from cataract surgery.
We ask for a blessing that the body's natural healing for the cataracts will continue to accelerate the healing easily and comfortably, and that vision, perfect vision, will be the result. Amen. Continue.
For Patsy, who has been preyed upon by scammers, and for her loneliness.
We ask for Michael, the angel of protection, and for Raphael, the angel of protection, to come to her, to give her the wisdom to say no to everyone, to feel strengthened, to rebuke anyone who attempts to scam her, to mislead her. And we ask for the divine justice to come to those who have harmed her in any way, to feel the rebuke of the Almighty. May she be blessed with abundance. May opportunities come to her. Pray for opportunities. Pray for divine intervention and protection. In the name of all that is holy, let those who have taken advantage of her be put asunder, and let opportunities for wealth return. Amen. Continue.
The last one, blessings for Larry's family.
To the Holy Family, we ask for blessings of virtue, to this family, to the community. We also ask blessings upon Larry's family that will be beneficial, that they will receive health, wealth, and peace of mind, that plenty will be that they receive. Amen. And with a few additional names, to my granddaughter, Chloe Kassar, we are grateful for the healing that is taking place and for the healing that will continue to take place for her shoulder and for her joint in the shoulder, that it will be repatriated and strengthened. To my grandson, Riker, we ask for the community's divine love and compassion to come upon him, to know that he is blessed, that he feels the love from all, and that whatever he does in his school or his life, that he is protected by the angels and guided upon his important path in life. May those who are near him strengthen him. May there be peace and love in his family and in his life. May he do well in all things. Amen. May also the continuation for Ellen Hassan, whose prayers we have, whom we have sent prayers to. Her cancer is almost abated. The surgery that she needed was accelerated, and the amount of surgery was minimal. Her husband reports things are going well, and he sends his deepest regards and thank you for the assistance she has received over these past months. And for Elaine Aaron, we ask for the healing to go through her body once more, to remove conditions of edema, to give her enthusiasm for life, and that she might be returning to a life full of life. Amen. And to all those on the community who have been helpful and who have tirelessly benefited the community through their efforts, through their financial support, through their physical support, and for those that will continue to do so to help grow our community. It's give them or bless them with light and with the ability to be emissaries, to be examples, that those who are looking for our community in the way we believe, all-encompassing, unrestricted, to be a community of oneness with Yeshua, the Jesus, the Christ, Moses, and the other world leaders and prophets who have come before us. Let us be in harmony that our mission will be to prepare others for the coming times of change, for these times in which great changes will vanquish the chaos that we are now in, and that through the world's changes, love and order will be the result. Let us be your emissaries. Let us be your examples and light. Let us assist others to become believers, believers in one God, God Almighty. Amen, amen, and amen. That was a lot of energy was coming through there at the end. Try to think a short little song here. I don't know where we are with this, but there we go. We'll just listen to this little 2 minutes. Soak in that energy. allow the warmth and the healing that is around you to come into your body easily and comfortably. I wanted to report that there has been some good results. That man in Spain that we have been praying for has had good results. The amount of treatment he was going to receive has been reduced, and he's done quite well. He was given more like a death sentence than he was an opportunity for success, but in the 2 or 3 weeks we've been praying for him, he's done, as far as I understand, quite well. Deacon Dave has an interesting picture behind him that he's asked if I wouldn't mind pointing it out to you. So at this moment in time, before we come to a conclusion with the formal part of the day, I'll ask him to enlighten us with this picture.
Okay, thank you, Douglas. Yeah, this is an ancient symbol, and I asked Mark to paint it with a little bit of a twist. So instead of the, I asked him to replace that with the Statue of Liberty. Now, the symbol is of the heart and the feather with the weight scales. And the heart is lighter than the feather, as you can see in the picture. This is... if your heart was lighter than the feather, then you would ascend to the higher realms of heaven. And how true is that? So, to lighten up your heart. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was really appropriate.
Okay. So, for those listening on the radio, Deacon Dave has a large female figure that looks like the figure of justice, holding a weigh scales in her hand, and there is a human heart on one part of the scale and a feather on the other part, and showing the balance, as Dave has just recounted here. Thank you very much, Dave. That was very creative.
Yeah. Well, thanks, and thanks for Mark, too, our brother Mark Galloway, for painting it with that new twist.
Okay, that would be Mark up in the gallery here somewhere. Wave, Mark.
Yes, our greeter, our very own greeter.
Give us a wave, Mark. There you go. Well done. Well done.
It should be smaller. You're not seeing the rate scale.
Well, these little videos are here, so, but that gives the idea. Dave could move his camera around a little bit to see more of it if you'd like. In any event, I want to thank everybody here today. Thank you very much, Mark, for helping Dave. Yeah, it's quite a powerful portrait. Would that take you 10 minutes or something? That's a joke. Probably took you about 2 weeks or more. No, not quite 2 weeks? Okay. I want to thank everybody to help today. The energy was going up and down. It came through mostly through the middle. For those people who are listening on the radio show today, we hope that you've enjoyed the sermon and the spiritual healing part, the virtue healing that we have sent out to you through the radio as well as through our friends on Zoom. You can go to the International School of the Prophets.com and find there a link and join with us in person on Sundays on the Zoom call. But wherever you are in the world, we're very happy that you've listened to the Global Village radio show. I know for some of you, you'll be opening the show up in your time zone, and that will be later on this evening or throughout the week. So thank you very much for coming to the Global Village radio show, and you're welcome to attend in person. Email information can be sent for a generic way, minimansions.helpline, if I got that right, Joe, at gmail.com, minimansions.helpline@gmail.com. I want to thank Mark for being a greeter today, also for Reverend Douglas for his emceeing and conducting the meeting today, and also for his lovely rendition of the Lord's Prayer as he sang to us, for Deacon Dave to participate in the opening ceremonies, as well as Reverend Michael for helping. And we had other assistants here with Patty. We have Joe standing by who will be our counselor. I want to thank Paul Hughes for producing the radio show. And I believe I've got everybody. I want to thank all of you who have come today. I hope you felt the warmth of the love and the virtue that we've sent out on your behalf. We will be sending out a short version of a membership application. And if you wish more information, I believe the websites will be in the chat line, where you can go and check out Many Mansions. The email address, manymansions144@gmail.com, or manymansionscenters.org, I believe, and mmsc.usa.org. And of course, please consider coming to our HOPE conferences. The next one is in Arizona towards the end of May. And you can find out more about that through officialhopeconferences.org or just hopeconferences.org. It seems to be that the easier one is to email and find out more information, or you can visit the websites, as we've said. This concludes my portion of the service today. I'm very pleased to have had the opportunity to assist you and help you. And I wish that all of your prayers will come true. And I wish that virtue will find its way into your life and into your heart, that you will continue to be part of our community. We have a Tuesday night class that Dave conducts for. He'll tell you more about that. We have a Wednesday night community meeting, and we hope that you will come to that as well. It's on Zoom, and we have the radio show, which is more of my commercial venture for me, but one that we speak of such matters and have interesting guests that you might consider visiting that at some time. I think, Reverend Douglas, I've managed to talk to everybody. Reverend Rebecca, I think, is here today as well. And so we are glad to see her attending as well. With that, I'll ask you as a final blessing before I turn the meeting back over to Reverend Douglas. Remember that you are a spiritual being. It is your purpose and intention to be here in the world. We can and do communicate with higher spiritual beings, those that we call saints, holy beings, angels, avatars, prophets, those who have gone down the same path that you're on, but are a little further down the path. Remember, you're supposed to be here. You've chosen to be here. Together, we can go through these times of uncertainty. But as souls, as spiritual beings, our soul chose to be here. Always remember that. You've chose to be here. And so together, we can come together and we can help and assist one another as we continue to grow our organization. With that, may you go with God. May God bless you. May you receive peace, and may you have within yourself all that you need. May you find love in your hearts. May you find the energy to do something. When you need something, try to acquire it, or go after it, or achieve it. Because if you take the first step, virtue will be right there behind you, providing all the coincidences, the chance meetings, the luck, all those things that we assign to the great invisible force that we have named, because it comes from the good book, virtue. And with that, I bless you. It was a pleasure to be here. I'll now turn off the microphone, and I guess I'll say once more to our radio audience, thank you for attending, and we'll turn the radio show back over to the producer, Paul Hughes. Reverend Douglas.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Are you ready to experience life-changing wisdom, spiritual insights, and transformative knowledge? Come to the next Hope Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, May 26th through the 28th at the Holiday Inn Suites Phoenix Airport North with special conference rates for attendees. Go right now to hopeconferences.org for all the details. Powerful healing techniques and spiritual guidance for your personal growth. Interactive questions and answers with Douglas James Cottrell and other experts. Insights into coming global events and predictions through a spiritual lens. The Hope Conference brings together like-minded people to provide them with the tools they need to unlock their full potential. Come to the Hope Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, May 26th through the 28th. Go now to hopeconferences.org. That's hopeconferences.org for all the details.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.